The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Story number one.
Let's start with the road trip that ends tonight, West Coast for the Hawks. Boy, I guess they got out of L.A. just in time, huh?
Yeah. What a scene. I know we saw that. It's surreal. We talked about it yesterday. Everybody's talking about the fires now and in the Hollywood Hills, the Pacific Palisades, and just that. I saw today 40% containment. That was around lunchtime today, so I hope better things happen. I know they're thinking now of moving the we'll get to it, but they're moving the perhaps the L.A. Rams game with the Vikes to Arizona, which they had to do because of the wildfires. Randy McMichael talked about it in San Diego years ago when the Dolphins had a Monday night game with the Chargers.
Yeah, the NFL, and again, I don't think people realize this, but guys, there are contingency plans for everything. In the main office in New York, they have, and God forbid, Mike, if it ever happens, and you know, but we talk about the worst scenarios. Like, okay, what if this happens? Here's how we're going to deal with it. They've dealt with this, but they also, the NBA, by the way, is going to postpone the Laker game tonight, which I think is a smart decision. But the Hawks are not there. They are in Phoenix. And Trae Young, guys, continues to be talked about after he hit that game winner the other night just beyond half court. Trae was talking about, you know, that's one that he'll always remember.
Dude, that's a shot that I don't know if I'll ever be able to hit again or have a moment like that again. It's definitely up there. I don't know if it's up there with those playoff moments, but it's that's definitely a buzzer beater I won't forget.
Yeah, because, Mike, you know, as Trae said, regular season's not like the playoffs.
Right.
So, of course, it's not like a playoff moment, but it's a big deal during the regular season. And, you know, you may never hit another one of those in your entire career, right?
Right.
So that's the cool thing. Trae also talking about the confidence that the Hawks can make a run, and he was asked about this.
From the start of training camp, I mean, Quinn has done a great job of making sure we've all been focused and locked in on the right things and just taking it day by day and making sure we get better with every game, whether it's a win or a loss. And just being able to be around these young guys has been fun. And just taking it day by day has been what's really been a real good key to our success early on. And we've got to keep it going.
I hope they can make a run. Coverage starts at 8:30. Tips at 9 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We do have a poll question up. Chris, what is the poll question at Dukes and Bell 929? It has to do with our Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Hold on, Chris. Wait for it. There we go.
The mic issues are just following me wherever I go.
The radio gods just don't want to hear from Turtle.
They don't like it.
Keep me in my producer hole. All right, it's pretty simple. Go vote at Dukes and Bell 929. How did Terry Fontenot's presser make you feel about the Falcons' future? More confident, less confident, or neutral?
Okay. Go check it out. Go vote. Let us know. And by the way, if you've got something else to add, we'd love to hear from you. Because I know we were anxiously anticipating what was going to be said. And as I said to start the show today, do you feel any different? Hey, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
It's the college football playoff, Mike. We said it. Penn State, it's pretty much a pick 'em. They're a 1-point underdog. This game could go either way. The crazy thing is, you know, James Franklin kind of took a shot at Notre Dame. Remember, not playing in your conference championship, Ohio State,
right,
didn't hurt some of these teams that got into the college football playoff. And James Franklin, the head coach of Penn State, kind of made a statement about it.
I think it should be consistent across college football. Again, this is no knock at Coach or Notre Dame, but I think everybody should be in a conference. I think everybody should play a conference championship game, or no one should play a conference championship game. I think everybody should play the same number of conference games. Just the numbers are going to make things more challenging if you're playing one more conference game. I just think things need to be consistent across college football.
I agree with Coach Franklin. I think Notre Dame, because if they are, again, the aura of Notre Dame, their zillion-dollar TV contract with NBC, they don't have to play by those rules that James is talking about. There's only two independents in college football. It's UConn and Notre Dame. You know? That's it. You know? And with all due respect to our buddy Jim Mora Jr., nobody's clamoring, although UConn did have a nice season
this year. They did.
And Mora's on told everybody, you come and get my guys, I'm putting your name out there on blast. But Notre Dame doesn't have to live by those same rules, so there's no reason for them to play by those rules.
I agree,
they don't need to.